今日是要请咱三个偏开咱的圣经，请咱三个来看今日的经文，在列王记上第十八章第一到第十五节。过了真久，到第三年，耶和华的话临到以利亚讲：“你去托阿哈见着你，我要降雨在地顶。”以利亚就去要托阿哈见着伊。彼时，撒玛利亚有大饥荒，阿哈将伊的家财五百堆丢了来。五百堆是毋是敬畏耶和华？耶稣伯抬耶和华正先知的时阵，五百堆将一百个先知放落，每五十人放伫一个洞内，摕饼甲水供养因。阿哈对五百堆讲：“阮走遍一个地，到一切水泉边，甲一切溪边，或者找到青草，可以救活驴马，免得绝了生畜。”安尼两个人分队游行，阿哈独走一路，五百堆独走一路。五百堆伫路上牵甲伊利亚沙都，五百堆认出伊来，就呼拍伫地讲：“你是我主伊利亚，毋是？”回答讲：“是。”你去讲你的主人讲：“伊利亚伫遮。”五百堆讲：“仆人有啥物罪？你竟要将我交伫阿哈手内，托伊抬我呢？我只着永生耶和华你的上帝起誓，无论伫倒一邦、倒一国，我主拢打发人去找你。若讲你无有伫遐，就的确托遐个邦、遐个国的人起誓讲，实在是找无着你。现在你讲，着去共你的主人讲，以利亚伫遮。惊我一离开你，耶和华的灵就提你到我所唔知影的所在去。这样，我去向阿哈讲，伊若找无着你，你就的确抬我。仆人却是只有敬畏耶和华的。耶稣伯抬耶和华正先知的时阵，我将耶和华的一百先知放落，每五十个人放伫一个洞内，摕饼甲水供养因。敢无人将这件代志共我主讲吗？现在你讲，着去共你的主人讲，以利亚伫遮，伊的确抬我。以利亚讲，我指着所侍奉永生的万军的耶和华起誓，我今仔日的确让阿哈见着我。经文读到这了，愿主祝福伊家的话语。
各位平安。
Peace be to you。
今仔日已经伫十二月的头一礼拜日了。
It's the first Sunday of the month of December.
然后无偌久，然后这个新年就要来到。
Very soon, it will be a new year.
所以我这段时间人真无闲。
And I believe that we're all busy at this time of year.
到底无闲什么呢
？What are we being busy about？
可能人开始无闲，是不是要备办真多礼物了？
Some of us are busy, maybe preparing Christmas presents. Or maybe we are busy attending parties. Especially in December, for us pastors, it means a month of non-stop getting fat. It's eating time.
然后是咱无闲，哎呀，讲我要算点啊。
Or are we busy inventorying our shops?
但是我要问一项物件。
Let me ask you this.
偌济时阵，咱如安静落来，好好来想，我属灵的生命是啥物？
How often do we really stop and quiet down and consider our spiritual state of matter?
然后你不想一下，我过去一年的里面，我的生命是荣耀上帝较多呢，还是亏欠上帝较多呢？
And have we stopped to consider whether this past year we have glorified God more, or maybe we have shortchanged God?
还是讲咱所做的代志是荣耀上帝呢，还是咱所表现的是离弃上帝呢？
Have we done things that brought glory to God, or have we abandoned God?
So today
we are going to consider this
passage.
And I hope that this passage will help us to do some
introspection.
Let us not listen to the message for someone else. Sometimes we hear a sermon and we say, I wish so and so was here, he needed this sermon. But may this message help us once again realign or reorient ourselves spiritually to God's direction. So this morning I would like to look at two different aspects.
We
will look at a life that glorifies God and some of the manifestations of that. And we will also look at a life that abandons God and some manifestations of
that.
So today we have a good example and a bad example, and as we compare ourselves to these people, maybe we can figure out if we ourselves have done well. So I would like to share with you two manifestations of a life that glorifies God. In this passage, there are several important characters. One is naturally Elijah. Another person appeared in this passage. He was a servant of Ahab who was over the household of Ahab, and his name was Obadiah. When we consider Elijah and when we consider Obadiah, we see the manifestations of someone whose life glorifies God. The first manifestation is that he will care for the things that God cares. He cares for the things that God cares about. When you look at Elijah, starting from chapter 17 all the way to chapter 18, we see the same thing. Elijah's life was totally God-centered. And he did whatever God told him to do. And God instructed Elijah to go tell Ahab that if he didn't pray, it wouldn't rain. And sure enough, after Elijah made that declaration, it stopped raining in Israel. Always remember that what God says, He will fulfill. And so this was fulfilled. And then while that was being fulfilled, God did something funny. First, God told Elijah to go hide himself in the brook
Kereth.
And when the brook Kereth dried up, God instructed him to go to the widow. Now, in both of these occasions, God was leading him. Now, what kind of a God do we have? Our God is not only a God of the nations. He is also a God of individuals. God had instructions for the nation of Israel, and God also had instructions for the individual Elijah. So God led Elijah to the brook Kereth, and God led Elijah to the widow of Zarephath. Now we don't understand why this happened. But in chapter 18, the author tells us the reason by God's revelation. Ahab had finally realized that it wouldn't rain without Elijah praying. So Ahab was frantically looking for Elijah. He was anxiously and frantically looking for Elijah. So when you look at chapter
18,
Ahab looked for Elijah in many places, and whenever he went to a certain place and he couldn't find Elijah, he wanted the people of that place to make an oath saying that Elijah was indeed not with them. So Ahab was very intensely looking for Elijah. Why? For two reasons. One possible reason. Maybe he was looking for Elijah to force Elijah to pray for rain.
Another
possibility is that he hated Elijah so much he wanted to kill Elijah. Remember how Jezebel killed all the prophets of the Lord?
So
for a period of time, God did hide Elijah. At the beginning of this chapter, however, God said to Elijah, it's time for you to go show yourself to Ahab. Go to Ahab and tell him that it's going
to
rain. But with such a background,
就是说，诶，伊要解决先知的背景里面。
We know that having gotten rid of all the prophets, now Jezebel had killed all the prophets. And at this point, God told Elijah to go show himself to the king. Elijah was fearless, he went on to see Ahab. He was not afraid. In Elijah's mind was always what to do that God wanted him to do. He cared about the things that God cared about. A life that glorifies God is always in this state of mind, and that is, he is considering what are the things God cares about. So in Matthew chapter 6, we are told, seek for God's kingdom and righteousness, and all these other things will be added to us.
So you look at a Christian, his attitude, his heart,
a Christian's mindset is always considering what God wants. Unfortunately, what do we often set our mind on? Living in this world, it is often very difficult to care about the things that God cares about. All around us are temptations to think about what we want instead of what God wants. If you live on the internet, you understand what I'm saying. You know how when you're searching for something, when you search for one thing on internet, pretty soon you find all the ads popping up related to the thing you searched for. This is a digital age. And they know what are the things you want.
Artificial intelligence.
I read a book on artificial intelligence. It talks about how it used to be that people have to get used to technology. But nowadays, it's technology leading people where to go.
So you can see, long zhong the ai mi kia, it's in Julian Gali.
So they're analyzing you, and they discover the things that you like, and they keep on popping ads at you that about the things that you like.
譬如讲，哎呀，你要去，爱去旅游买机票。
Let's say you want to book some airplane tickets online.
然后到落尾，佮只浮出来，佮只浮出来，价格俗啦，这张机票价格俗啦。
You know how after you search for an airplane ticket, all sorts of ads keep coming out about good deals on airfare.
你就看，哦，原来这个数字佮我俗，佮紧去买哦。
And you discover, oh, there's another better deal, and you go after them.
你无看到现在真侪基督徒，哎呀，我下年什么款的放假，伊拢都直接出来了。
I've known people who already have their whole year's vacation booked for next year.
然后呢，哎，多多，哎呀，机票也俗，这个放假我就较紧买了。
And when they see good deals on tickets, they take them all.
所以这个时代，你予咱关心的是什么？神的国度，还是我较侪呢？咱来明白。
So are we reminded more about God's kingdom, or are we reminded more about the things that we like?
我有一摆我试讲物件。
One time I tried one thing.
我找一只圣经节。
I was searching for a Bible verse.
哎，真奇怪呐！伊卖几只腐败的圣经节好玩啦。
Well, curiously, no ads pop up about all Bible verses.
啊，真隆重嘅无啦，几时份呢？
Why is it that no ads pop out about Bible verses, but a lot of ads would pop up about where to go eat and good deals? Well, that's this day and age. Recently, I have been very annoyed. Very annoyed. By text messages. You know, as pastors, we have developed an instinct to always respond to our text messages. And sometimes you would think that something important is happening, but when you look at your text message, it's just 50% off on Gloria Marie.
你若假使有什么款的 credit card, 你去Ocada借50%，拢就噗噗出来。
And if you have certain credit cards, you get certain deals, some places.
所以你明白我什么？这个是咱的环境，咱的时代。
Well, that's our environment. That's the kind of world we live in today.
所以有时阵呢，话题这个时代里面，这款的物件哦，皆是隆重集中，你爱什么
？And so we are being bombarded by more thoughts about the things that we already like in the first place.
但是咱要让神得到荣耀一个生命。
But if we want to glorify God,
咱要记得。
Then we have to remember.
不是我爱什么。
To care not just about what we like, but to care about the things that God cares about.
So,
are we concerned about the things, the concerns of God? That's what Elijah actually lived for.
So, in our life, if we want to honor God, we think, hey, this year, from now until now,
So if we want to glorify God, we can consider this past year, the whole year, did I think more about the things that I like, or did I think more about the things that God cares about? Secondly, the second manifestation of a life that glorifies God is that you will love the people that God loves. You will go and love the people that God loves. Why do I say this? This message is very clear in this passage. God had a plan for this person called Obadiah.
Because
God sent Elijah to go to Obadiah.To go to Ahab to say that it's going to rain.
但是圣经讲什么？在路上的时阵，因臭土坎拄着了，这个阿五百五队啊，把拄着上啊，这个以利亚。
But then on the way to Ahab, Elijah met Obadiah.
那在这个所在，你看出因的讲话了。
Now and you can look at their conversation.
在这讲话里面，你看到两项代志发生。
Two things are clear from this conversation.
到头前代志发生的是什么
？First,
伊讲这五百队讲什么？伊讲哎，我找到你。然后你讲你的确要给阿卡邦找到，但是假使有一日哦，我甲伊讲了吼，你甲碰无去，我就危险了。
Elijah told Obadiah to go tell Ahab that he was there. But Obadiah said, if I told Ahab, you're here, and then suddenly you disappeared again, then my life would be in jeopardy. Ahab had been looking for Elijah all over. Obadiah said, if I go and report to Ahab that you're here, but then we come back and we don't find you here, I'm going to be in trouble. So Elijah said, don't worry, I will surely show myself to him. So Elijah obviously cared about Obadiah. Another thing we also discovered from this conversation, we see that all the while Obadiah had been hiding 100 prophets of the Lord. He put them into caves by 50s. Who is this Obadiah? Here it says that Obadiah was over the household of Ahab. He was a servant of Ahab, and he had the position, and he had the material means. But most importantly, the Bible commented that Obadiah feared the Lord. Now, this phrase appeared two times. One was declared by Obadiah himself that he feared the Lord. Another was a parenthetical comment put in by the author that Obadiah feared the Lord. In other words, Obadiah was a God-fearer. And so, for God, he hid 100 of the prophets. Because these prophets were to be killed by Jezebel. Obadiah loved the people of God. He loved the servants of God. So he hid the 100 prophets in two caves to protect them from Jezebel's persecution. And remember also that this was during a drought, therefore food was in short supply. All the while Obadiah was providing for these prophets. So whomever God blessed, God wanted that person to bless others through what he gave. Brothers and sisters, God has given us so many things, and they're not just for our own enjoyment. Our Bible, of course, does not teach asceticism, which is abstinence from all good things or enjoyment. The Bible does not teach asceticism. In fact, the Bible encourages us to enjoy the fruit of our labor. But remember, we should not stop there. God wants us to help others with the good things that He has blessed us with. So Obadiah had hidden 100 prophets. So a life that glorifies God will love the people who God loves. Now these 100 prophets happened to be in need at that time. So God took care of the 100 prophets through the hands of Obadiah. Brothers and sisters, in this generation, we should learn to not live for ourselves. Recently, I've been reading a book by a Japanese author. And it talks about why a lot of people are depressed. The title of the book, What's left of you if your work is taken away? Suppose one day you don't work anymore, you retire or whatever. What's left of you if you don't have work? The conclusion of the author, the conclusion of the author is that the most important thing is you must look out for yourself and you must enjoy yourself. Of course, that book is not by a Christian. And so the perspective of the author is just look out for yourself, just live for yourself. But that's not the Bible's teaching. Because we are shown in the Bible that the more we are taking care of ourselves, we will only end up being worse. Brothers and sisters, we need to love the people that God loves. We should care for the people that God cares about. Well, that's what the church should be doing. And every one of us should be doing that. Now, it makes a difference. I have an experience recently. I went to my favorite Vietnamese restaurant. And they're known for their very good Vietnamese sub. And so I went there. And I was going to buy some Vietnamese subs. I was going to buy three. One for myself. One for my son. And one I was going to get for the driver. So I ordered three Vietnamese subs. But when I got there, they said they were sold out. They were sold out. Except for one. And I said, okay, I'll take that. So I took the sub. But then I have a problem. Should I eat the sub myself? Or should I take it home for my son? Dad? Or should I give it to the driver? Who should get the sub? I thought about it. And so I bought the sub.
Kelvin
said to just cut it up into three portions, right? But it's so unsatisfying to eat one third of a sub. You know, you're not satisfied with one third of a sub. And so I decided, Dan was going somewhere that night, and I thought I could just conveniently forget about him. And so I didn't give it to him. And I gave it to the driver. And I told him, you're lucky because this is the last one they've got. They were sold out. And the driver suddenly said something to me. He said, thank you, of course, for the sub. And he told me something else in Tagalog. I think I understood him, and this is what he said. He said, it's okay that you gave this bread to me because God will bless you more. And I thought, well, that's good. You see, I gave away a bread, and in exchange, I get a benediction from the driver. I get a good blessing. So you should go around distributing bread, you know. Well, we know actually that all things come from God. And the things that God has given us, we should use them to minister to the people that God loves. God is the father of widows and orphans, for example. Does God ignore people who are in need? No, he does not. And if you look at the law of the Old Testament, the whole Old Testament law rested on something. Rested on love. Love your neighbor and love the needy. And so I ask, on the contrary, this past year, what did we care about? Did we care about God's kingdom? Did we care about what we do, what we did? Did we take care of the people that God loves? And I believe that when we do that, who will be glorified? God will be glorified. But in this passage, the author also shows us, by God's revelation, the flip side of it, a negative example. In this passage, we see someone else who was also blessed by God, but who had abandoned God. Look at King Ahab. God had blessed him and allowed him to be the king of a nation. Don't you think it's a blessing to become a king? Jezebel was a Gentile woman. She was not from Israel. But she was married into the Israelite royalty, and she had an opportunity to know God. But she did not worship God. So young people, make sure you marry a good wife. Look carefully before you marry. Make sure you marry a good wife. Because if you marry the wrong wife, they will lead you on the wrong way all your life. Of course, if you're already married to a bad wife, you can't just send her away, can you? But you can pray for her that she will walk in the Lord. Now Ahab had received God's blessing, but he did not live in such a way as to glorify God. What did he do instead? What did Ahab and Jezebel care about? I said a while ago that a person who glorifies God cares about the things God cares about. But on the other hand, a life that abandons God, a person that abandons God cares about himself only. He is concerned about himself only. All about himself. If you look at this passage, you see two things that took place. One was that Jezebel was persecuting the prophet with Ahab's approval, of course. Who were the prophets? Well, true prophets declare the words of God. True prophets would do the work of God and speak the word of God. But Jezebel was a worshipper of Baal. And she lifted up the name of Baal throughout the land of Israel. And so the true prophets will naturally rebuke her. And she didn't like that. So she persecuted all the true prophets. If Ahab and Jezebel had taken note that the rain had stopped because of God's judgment, then they should have turned back to God right away, shouldn't they? They should have turned back to God and repented, shouldn't they? But look at the passage. That did not happen at all. Ahab and Jezebel insisted on worshipping their idols, and if any prophets got in their way, she wanted to kill them. So So they were concerned only about what they wanted. Another thing happened. If you look at chapter
18,
you see that Ahab left the palace and he was going all over to find water and good grass. For whom? Why was he looking for water and good grass? He was not going to feed his people. The Bible said that he went out to find grass and water to save the horses and keep the mules alive. Now let me explain to you the background here. You know, in those days, what were horses for? In China, what are horses for? They could be for pulling things, as a beast of burden. They could be for pulling a chariot. And of course, we use a cow to plow. There's a Chinese saying that when you don't have an ox, you use a horse. So horses are used as means of transportation. But in those days, horses were not native to Israel. Horses had to be imported. Usually, if they were to travel in the desert, they would use camels. And of course, horses can't travel well in desert. Horses in those days were for a particular use. They were used for battles. So Ahab was looking for water and he was looking for grass for his horses.
So, 我的軍隊好勢不好勢啊,
in other words, he wanted to make sure that his horses are ready for battle and that he himself would be protected. So, a person who abandons God always live his life in a self-centered way. Brothers and sisters, when we are concerned about ourselves, then God's name will not be glorified. Recently, I've been going to school. One teacher said something that I had noticed before. He was talking about the Tower of Babel. They were making the Tower of Babel to make a name for themselves. They wanted to make a name for themselves, and that's why God destroyed them. Now, this happened in the book of Genesis. In the book of Genesis, in chapter 11. But when we got to chapter 12 in Genesis, God called Abraham. And Abraham obeyed. There was one thing that's very interesting. God said to Abraham that all nations will be blessed through him. But there was one other phrase at the end that I had before neglected. So that God's name will be great. So that Abraham's name will be great. And that is why until today, we're still remembering Abraham. Now, Abraham did not want to make a name for himself. But God made his name great. Now, isn't that interesting? The more you want to make a name for yourself, the more God will destroy all you do.
你若荣耀上帝。
But if you want to glorify God,
上帝要透过你。
Then through you, God will be glorified.
人看到你是神的用的器皿。
And others will see you as an instrument of the Lord.
所以我感觉讲一个诚实离弃神的人。
So a person who abandons God is concerned only about himself. And let us make this comparison. Look at our own lives this whole year. Have we cared about the things of God or are we concerned only about our own things?
但是一个离弃神的人，除了伊是关心家己甲做以外
，Besides being concerned about himself.A person who abandons God has another manifestation, and that is he is dependent on himself. Well, he has abandoned God. He doesn't want God. So on whom could he depend? Only on himself.
对不？你若看这段经文，你看到我头前我不提，你阿卡王亚西别完全无悔改。
Now, if you look at this passage, Ahab and Jezebel never once repented. And they were using their own ways. They were exhausting every means to find Elijah. And they were going out to find water and grass for their horses and mules. God is not.Even in the picture, in their whole life.
In
theology, there is a term. There is a term called atheism. Now, these people who are atheists, they don't believe God exists. Now, Christians,Of course, are not atheists. We are theists. We are not atheists. But oftentimes, even though we believe there is a God, we don't live in such a way that as if God is of any importance. So we live as non-theists.
I don't care.
Yes, there is a God and we believe in him, but we don't really care much about him. And a person who abandons God live in such a way. Maybe they know there is a God, but they don't let God intervene in any of their business. And who do they depend on? On themselves.Now, sometimes Christians live like that too. We've heard people say,
God helps those who help themselves.
Heard people say, God helps those who help themselves. Right? So you have to help yourself first, otherwise, God will not help you.Now, there's something wrong with that saying. Sometimes people explain that to mean, well, if you don't want to do anything, you're just lazy, then God will not help you. But that's not the right theology. What's the right theology? It's not that you do what you can.And what you can't, you depend on God. That's how we often operate.
So we think
to a certain extent we can help ourselves, and then beyond that, we need God's help. So people have said, I've heard people say, in fact, that if it's just a little matter, it's a minor matter, don't bother God about it. Don't bother God when you have little things, little concerns, because God is very busy with big things, you know. Now, that's an entirely wrong theology, of course. Because if that were the case, then we could not live in the same way that Paul lived. Because Paul said to give thanks in all things. In all circumstances. In all things give thanks. If you were depending on yourself part of the way, then you don't need to give thanks for that part, do you? So what does the Bible teach? The Bible teaches that you are able to do anything at all because God has enabled you to do so. From the beginning to the end, it was all by God's enablement. You are able to think because God gives you that thought. You're able to do something because God has enabled you to do it. Now that's the right way to think about it. In other words, from the beginning to the end, we are unable to help ourselves. Because we are depending on God in everything, the big things and the little things. Because we know God is a transcendent God, and yet at the same time, God is an immanent God. God is with us, in us, and among us. And God is guiding us. So in the big matters and the small matters, we can always depend on God. We don't depend on ourselves. So that God will get all the credit, all the glory. But when we abandon God, we don't care much about God. And we don't care much about depending on Him. But brothers and sisters, we depend on God's enablement. The next few years, we have some plans for our church. If you are in the first service, I encourage you to come earlier, 10 minutes earlier every week. Because we have a time of prayer. If you are attending the second service, you are encouraged to come 15 minutes earlier. Because we have a time of prayer. Next year, we have an emphasis in our church. We want to become a praying church. And that's our plan for 2019. Or 2020. We will emphasize Bible reading. And on the year after that, in the year after that, we will emphasize fellowship. On the fourth year, we will emphasize evangelism. And in 2023, the 50th anniversary of our church, we will emphasize worship. Hoping that in every aspect of our lives, we are drawing near to God and depending on God for strength. So, next January, after the joint service, we have a prayer summit of the whole church. Now, if you are able to save that time and date, let's come together in prayer before the Lord. Why? Because a life, a person that glorifies God does not depend on himself. All the more he depends on God. So if we look back at the past year, what have we been concerned about? Have we been concerned about God's kingdom? Or were we just caring about ourselves? Have we been caring about other people? The people that God loves, are we loving them? And in everything we did, were we depending on God? Or were we depending on ourselves? So I hope that in the coming year, actually we only have several weeks left, right? Before the new year. So let's start to reorient ourselves. May our lives give the greatest glory to God. Let's pray. 天父上帝，求你帮助阮今仔看见以利亚甲俄巴底，因伫因的性命内面怎样荣耀上帝，因完全会顺服上帝，因完全也为上帝来付出，因关心上帝所关心的代志，因听上帝所听的人，因为上帝你予阮学习因的模样，效法因对上帝完全的献上的迄款的心，予阮有法当活出一个荣耀上帝的生命。当时阮也是对阿卡王甲亚西别王后看见一个反面的狗仔，阮看见因怎样真正自私为家己，靠家己，到最后因也是。得着上帝的审判，求主帮助阮，予阮无靠家己，无为家己，乃是完完全全为主来活。在新的一年内面，愿意阮更加讨上帝的喜悦。安尼祈祷，奉主耶稣基督的名。